this is really big news. Senate Bill 683, and it's got an interesting title: Bill to Extend the Principle of Federalism to State Drug Policy, Provide Access to Medical Marijuana, and Enable Research into the Medicinal Properties of Marijuana. Now, this is only medical marijuana. This is not a bill to legalize marijuana. I think that people could get the wrong idea really easily when you see all the headlines about what's going on. What it would do for medical marijuana is it would reclassify medical marijuana to marijuana to Schedule II, which means it has an accepted medical use. Right now, marijuana is a Schedule I, which says it has no medical usage whatsoever. It would allow states to set their own policies and about criminalization of it would end criminalization of patients and caregivers. It would this is a real big one. It would ease restrictions on research. Right now, the restrictions on research on marijuana are so difficult. That's one of the reasons Rand Paul said that he was doing this, is that we have to do some research on it, and we have to get good research. We have to get some good things. We have to find out what's really going on.
So Rand Paul is the senator behind this particular
Correct.
Piece of legislation?
Rand Paul from Kentucky, Kirsten Gillibrand, a Democrat from New York, and Cory Booker, a Democrat from New Jersey. Now, that's a strange threesome to be doing this. So it's a bipartisan bill. Sale, possession, production, distribution of marijuana will be illegal. It will be legal in states where medical marijuana is legal, and states can do it their own way. There will be no federal interference whatsoever. And I think that's the most important thing to remember, is that they're really giving the states the rights to do as they wish, and to let the voters in states actually decide what's going to happen in their own states.
It does seem to open the door, as you said, to research, which is key in so many ways, because so many federally funded universities don't want to touch marijuana because of the federal prohibition on it. So the lack of research into it seems to also stop people moving ahead with maybe legalizing at least medical marijuana. So it seems to be a bind that the marijuana industry finds itself in.
It's definitely a catch-22. And government research traditionally has only been looking at the negative aspects because it's a Schedule I drug. If you do it to a Schedule II, then you remove that restriction. It would also give research facilities access to marijuana beyond just the United States grow in Mississippi, which is also, it doesn't give people the kind of marijuana that they need to do research. It's freeze-dried. This is something I just found out. They
so this is marijuana. This is marijuana that's actually grown by the federal government in Mississippi.
Yes.
That can be distributed for research. However, as you point out, it's freeze-dried. And so
very difficult to get, and then freeze-dried after you get it, so a lot of researchers can't even really use it. Now, this Senate Bill 683 goes along with a couple of weeks ago House Bill H.R. 1014, that was Jared Polis, our own representative, and Earl Blumenauer, and that would remove marijuana from Schedule I to Schedule... It would completely take it out of scheduled drugs, and it would move it from the purview of the DEA to the Bureau of Alcohol, Firearms, and Explosives. So here's two bills in the federal government right now that would change the classification of marijuana, and if that happens, that would be really big. Now, I track bills on govtracker.us, govtracker.us, and the prognosis of this bill is that there's 11% chance that it will get out of committee. It's heading for the Senate Judiciary Committee right now, and there's a 3% chance of it being enacted. That's a better chance than H.R. 1014, the House bill, which they say has less than 1% chance of actually being enacted. So it's big news, but it'll be really big news if it passes.
Well, you can read about that and more in this week's Weed Between the Lines in the Boulder Weekly. Thanks, Leland.
Thank you.